Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
The bride might have been cool about it on Friday, but once she had a chance to chew on it, was she still cool about one of the bridesmaids saying, hey, the dresses that you have chosen for us are way too skanky?
Yeah, it's the snooty bridesmaid dress we just can't seem to get rid of. So it started with this first bridesmaid's dress that the bride wanted all of her bridesmaids to wear, but we have Samantha who feels very uncomfortable in it. It's going to be a wedding in a church, and it's very revealing. It's low cut. There's a big slit, and we tried to work it out with the bride by having two different excuses. So I guess one of the other bridesmaids had already complained to the bride that it was going to be too much for a church wedding. So then the bride's like, okay, well, then let's do two bridesmaids' dresses. Let's have one for the ceremony, and then let's wear the snooty bridesmaid's dress for the reception. So we do a texting tutor with Samantha, and we're like, okay, let's start with the easiest fallback. Let's say we just can't afford to have two different bridesmaids' dresses. So let's say we can't afford it and see if we can just knock it out there. So we text the bride. We say, hey, can't really swing two bridesmaid dresses. It's a little expensive. It's a lot to ask for somebody. And the bride is so chill. She's so cool. She's like, you know what? I got you, girl. I will cover the price of it. So now we're like, okay, what do we do from here? Mm-hmm. So then we came up with a second excuse where we used a body image excuse where we're like, you know what? That was just kind of a cover. I just don't really feel comfortable wearing something like that in front of my family. I'm going to be dancing and I don't want to feel like I'm going to have a nip slip in front of grandma. And the bride still doubled down. She's like, you're going to look better than me in this dress. I don't know what you're complaining about, but she was very cool about it. And so finally we came to a compromise at the end where it's like, okay, can I wear this dress, but can I alter it so that I'm not all hanging out? And that's where we left it with Samantha. And we got to figure out if the bride and her had a conversation about the alterations and if they finally came to a compromise on this dress.
I didn't even know it was an option for a bridesmaid to go to a bride and say, look, I don't think that dress is cool.
Well, a lot of times you'll do dress shopping together. So yeah, the bride, everybody goes and checks out the wedding dress. I remember going to a bridal shop and looking at bridesmaids' dresses with the bride and trying to like find and asking for input about dresses. So sometimes the bride is like, nope, this is my vision. This is what I want you to wear. Other times, brides like myself are like, here's the color. You pick the dress. I want you to feel comfortable wearing whatever you want. And then sometimes it's like a kind of a mutual decision and you work together to figure it out.
Hey, Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So how did it go over the weekend? Did the bride have a chance to chew on this and reverse her position? Was she not nearly as cool over the weekend? What are we looking at?
Yeah, so her and I FaceTimed to talk about the alterations, and we couldn't come to an agreement about it. You know, she just really didn't want the dress changed enough for me to be comfortable. And, you know, during FaceTime, I just kind of was like, all right, fine. Like, I'll deal with the limited alterations that you're accepting. But I thought about it. I slept on it, and I can't do it. I can't wear that dress in front of my family. So I know I'm going to be annoyed and uncomfortable and in this like negative space, and I don't want that to affect the wedding. It's, you know, so I guess I'm going to tell my brother that I'm out of the wedding party.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. Like, you're just straight up backing out of the wedding party?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any other option. She really made it very clear that this is what she wanted, and there was very little compromise available.
Well, what if this? And you obviously, this is, if this is what you want to do, by all means. But what if you go back to the bride and you're like, hey, I really thought about this. I slept on it. I am not comfortable wearing that dress. I can't do it. So if you would prefer to not have me in the wedding party, I understand. And let her be the one to make the call.
Yeah. That's definitely a good way to phrase it. Just be like, hey, here's my line. I can't wear the dress. You decide how you want to go forward with
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't like any of this. I feel like this is stirring up so much drama around something that feels so petty. Here's what I would do.
Why does that sound petty to
you? It feels so small. Like, you're going to let a dress. And listen, I just went through this. I felt so uncomfortable in that bridesmaid's dress that I wore to my cousin's wedding. But
you just lived this.
I literally just lived this. And thank God. I mean, we did get to switch out into a dress that I was more comfortable in. So I was in a bit of a reverse position. But it's a small issue that is going to live on in the family. I'm telling you, she's never going to forget this. It's going to come up at family events when there's a little bit too much alcohol involved, and she's going to bring up old stuff. And I just feel like it's getting your new familial relationship with her off on the wrong foot.
So you think she should just sell out and put the dress on and shut up?
Here's what I would do. So Samantha, have you told her that you don't want to be in the wedding party anymore? Or have you, is this just something that you've thought about?
It's just something I've thought about.
So I would almost try and get your family involved. So I would get the dress, I would get the alterations made, and then I would take a photo of yourself in this dress, whether it's like a mirror selfie or you just set it up on a tripod. And then I would send it to like your mom and maybe some other like female family members and say, this is the dress she wants me to wear for the reception. And if it's so glaringly obvious that you don't look good in it, I think you could probably get them to back you up that you can maybe stay in the original ceremony dress for the reception. Like, maybe get more people involved so that you don't look like the crazy one causing all this drama.
Here's the difference, I think, Abby, between what you went through and what she's going through, is that you were just uncomfortable with the dress. You weren't feeling great about your body. You didn't think you looked good in it. For her, it's a value issue. Like, wearing this revealing dress at church is more values than it is aesthetics.
But she's not wearing this dress in a church. She's wearing it at the reception.
Yeah, it's in front of my family.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I get it. You don't want to be flopping around in front of grandma. I totally get it. I just think it's 2 hours, and I'm not trying to belittle your feelings. I just think it's going to create more ripples, more waves in your family than you think it's going to by just backing out of this bridal party.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, and also, like, wouldn't it be, I mean, is it going to be better for me to directly address it with her versus have, like, my family gang up on her? Like, I don't, that doesn't necessarily feel better to me. I wouldn't want, like, okay, now my mother-in-law to be and my grandmother-in-law to be and my cousins to be, like, are now all involved in thinking, you know, that I have slutty taste.
Here is Dalton with what seems to be an obvious answer to me that we haven't even considered yet. Hey, Dalton, good morning.
Good morning. So I had a thought of, why don't you just go to the wedding and then skip out on the reception? Like, you don't have to go to the reception. You don't have to wear the dress, but you still get to be in the wedding.
That seems fair enough. Like, would the divide be just as bad for you, Abby, if you just said that, look, I'm just going to pass on the reception then?
Well, it'd be so awkward because the bridal party always sits at one big table with the bride and groom. And if there's like a missing seat there, it's going to be glaringly obvious that you backed out of it.
Yeah.
It's almost worse.
Then I miss like the whole celebration part, you know, with all my family and my brother and everything.
There were people that missed the reception and you don't forget that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
And there's nothing that like you could kind of throw over the dress at the reception that you're still wearing it and it doesn't take away from the aesthetics, but you'd be a little more comfortable around your family.
I wear a shawl if I were you. I would wear the dress and I would get a shawl.
Yeah, I did think about that, like thinking about, do I talk to her about that then? But also, like, how do I dance with a shawl on? I mean, I guess get some fancy pins or something and put it in place.
I mean, this is where you take one for the team here. And like, you know, and I agree, like, and Abby reiterated, you're valid in your thought, in your feelings, but you also have to think long game is how this is going to be your brother's wife. How is it going to affect your relationship with your brother? She can very easily take, you know, put a wedge between you and your brother. So you want to mind your P's and Q's in this. You wear a shawl and you don't dance.
There's got to be some kind of compromise here. Unless you just don't want to go.
It feels like I'm getting nothing out of this. And she's, I know, but it's her wedding.
Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, at a certain point, so you wear the dress, but you do whatever alterations she's cool with. You have the shawl, and you just sit there. And you sucked it up, and you were a team player. I know. It does suck.
Doesn't sound exactly enthusiastic about that.
Not at all.
That, ugh.
Get it. The Burt Show.